let's get into the commanding word this morning. The Lord gave me the word reset and recover, a call for resilience. And the scripture that I want to look at is in 1 Samuel 30, verse 4 through 8. And I'm going to read it quickly. And it said, "Then David and the people who were with him raised their voices and wept until they had no more strength to weep. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And David inquired of the Lord, 'Shall I pursue after this band? Shall I overtake them?' He answered them, For you shall surely overtake and shall surely rescue.'" And when we look in this text this morning, it might be a familiar scripture. And when we look at the setting in terms of the life of David before he became king, his life was characterized with so many difficulties and so much trauma. He was accused and ridiculed by his brothers for being insolent and wicked. He was put down by people because of his age, and he had to constantly defend himself or prove himself as being capable. King Saul at the time was envious of him, looked at him with suspicion, and constantly attacked him, constantly pursued after him. But David, he continued to prosper. As he continued to prosper, he became Saul's personal agenda. He became Saul's personal target, similar to how so many of us may feel that we are on the enemy's hit list. And David, he lived on the run. He moved from place to place trying to survive. He ran to the priest. He fled to Achish. He escaped to the cave of Adullam. He ran to Mizpah of Moab. He went into the land of Judah. He ran to strongholds. And his life was characterized where he was constantly on the go. The word says they went wherever they could go. And Saul sought him every day. And so when we come to the scripture in 1 Samuel 30, in this Ziklag experience, it's a climactic time, a period that he experienced great attack, great distress. Everything that was connected to him was stolen. Everything that was connected to him was taken. His livestock, his servants, his wives. And it says in the scripture that they had no more strength to weep. There was this physical attack, and then there was the attack on his person, his mental, on his soul, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And so sometimes, even as the people of God, we can experience distractions and entrapments from the enemy, where we can experience where we feel defeat, where we feel discouraged and stressed, anxiety, frustrated, worry, fear. All these things can be silent killers in regards to the attacks of the enemy on us physically, the attacks on the enemy and how it impacts our emotions, impacts us mentally. But when we experience hurt and pain, the scripture says that they wept until they had no more strength to weep. Sometimes in Christendom, people can make us feel bad when we are emotional or when we are experiencing emotional pain or turmoil. But the word says they wept until they had no more strength to weep. Sometimes there are circumstances, emotional pain, emotional turmoil that comes where we respond in our emotions. And it's okay. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to cry. It's okay to experience pain as we're still human. None of us have an S on our chest saying super saint. We are still human. It's okay to experience pain. It's okay to experience sadness, grief, depression, frustration. But the process that we take and how we process the emotional and mental pain is the key point that God wants to speak to us this morning. It's important for us to reset rightly, for us to reset our experience and to process our emotional and our mental pain rightly. He was distressed. The people spoke of stoning him. They wept. They were bitter in soul. But we have to guard ourselves against the bitterness, the resentment, the pain, the grief, the sadness taking over our soul. And when we look at the soul encompasses our mind, our emotions, and our will. In verse 6, it says they were distressed and all the people were bitter in soul. Even though David was greatly distressed, the people, they were bitter in soul and they were about to respond in their bitterness and stone him. But we have to respond related to how God sees us, based on the truth of God's character, and respond based on the righteousness of God's word. The reality is that we each have an enemy, and we are responsible for the reality of our choices and our consequences. Pain can come from external circumstances, things that we cannot control. Pain can come from circumstances that we can control, from our own choices, from our own consequences. But regardless of the source of the pain, regardless of the source of the grief, we have to guard ourselves in how we respond. And the word says in verse 7, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. His response when he reset his vulnerability, when he strengthened himself, it indicated that he was humbling himself. He was bowing himself and recognizing that he was at a low place. He was recognizing that he was vulnerable, that he was hurt, that he was experiencing grief. He was experiencing pain. He was experiencing sadness, but he made a choice. He reset himself where he chose to strengthen himself, as opposed to the people who were bitter in soul and about to respond out of their bitterness. So when we are experiencing emotional hurt, emotional pain, we have to recognize our vulnerability, recognize that, yes, we're hurt. Yes, we're experiencing sadness or frustration or depression, but we can't stay there. We have to reset. Reset our mind, reset our thoughts, reset our will, reset our vulnerability. Our vulnerability and resetting that, recognizing that we're in pain, recognizing that we're at a low place, but then choose to reset our will to make the right choice in our behavior. So he reset in his vulnerability, he strengthened himself, and he reset his attitude. Where the word says he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And the word says, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue after this band, shall I overtake them? Sometimes our source of pain is external and we can't control it. But what we can control is how we respond. What we can control is our attitude, our heart posture, our thoughts, our emotions, our will. And David chose to respond by resetting his attitude, that in spite of his pain, in spite of his anguish and crying out, so there was nothing else that he could cry about, that he chose to strengthen himself in the Lord his God. Sometimes there's not going to be another person coming to say, be encouraged. There's not going to be someone else coming to say, get yourself together. Sometimes the onus or the responsibility is going to be on us, where we have to find, gather ourselves, where we are the ones that we are looking within ourselves and calling on the God of our souls to strengthen ourselves in the Lord our God, and then looking to him in terms of what shall we do. And so his response was in looking to God as the source, not as an afterthought or to get out of a jam, not because he didn't have a relationship and now he's in trouble and he's calling on the Lord, but he had a clear, intentional focus and posture in prayer where he was depending on God in his pain, depending on God in his turmoil, in his anguish. And so prayer not only allows us to communicate with God, but he recognized that that God was his source, that he didn't have he did not have the ability to strengthen himself, but he strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. And when we turn to God in prayer, in our pain, then it facilitates the will of God. It ushers in the presence of God. It activates the power of God in our life. And one thing I'd like to point out is that even though David strengthened himself in the Lord his God, sometimes our emotional pain or trauma or things that take place in our life that we can look to God, but sometimes we also might need external support, external help, such as a counselor or a therapist, a spiritual therapist or a spiritual counselor to help us navigate the trauma of life, to navigate things that we are not fully equipped to skillfully address on our own. And so with prayer, with the word, with turning to God, we're also including the support of spiritual counselors and therapists who can help us to navigate and bring healing to our soul. When David reset himself, reset his vulnerability, reset his attitude, then these things, when we reset our mind, our thoughts, our attitude, this impacts then what we do or how we act, our behavior. Are we going to succumb to the pain of our emotions, or will we have right behavior? Are we able to stand and be resilient? And resilience is a word that I've been studying this year, but resilience, it means the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties. Resilience, it means to be tough, is the ability to cope with and to recover from setbacks. People who remain calm in the face of disaster have resilience. And we hear the scriptures and we hear people who speak and declare about, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to those who endure to the end. And so in order for us to endure, we have to be able to first be resilient. We have to be able to cope, to be able to recover from pain, recover from setbacks. Resilience, it means for us to have strong coping skills, to skillfully manage difficult situations and life challenges, that instead of falling into despair or hiding from issues, to be resilient means that we're facing life's difficulties head on, that in the midst of our pain, in the midst of the trauma, the healing that we can experience by resetting and understanding our vulnerability, by understanding our heart posture, that we're not responding in bitterness or responding in resentment. So to be resilient, it does not mean that we're experiencing less stress or less grief or less anxiety or less sadness than others. But when we are resilient, it means that we have the ability to skillfully navigate the difficulties that life brings us, where we are having strength and growth through the things that are taking place in our life. Despite what it feels like, despite how the thoughts may come of bitterness and resentment, of negativity, of frustration, or what it looks like, God is calling in this time, in this season, in the day that we're living in, he is calling for resilience. He wants to build capacity in us, the ability to stand, the ability to cope, the skill to cope, the skill to overcome. that we don't wallow in depression. We don't wallow in our pain, but we have the capacity to stand. We have the capacity to be successful. We have the capacity to overcome, to recover when setbacks come, to be flexible, that even though we may take hits from the left and hits from the right, that we might be distressed, we might weep in pain, but we find that strength, that internal strength by being a believer, that we strengthen ourselves. We remain calm, steady in the midst of hardships, and we continue to always reset our thoughts, always reset our attitude and our heart back, stay connected to Him as the vine, that even in spite of being attacked or experiencing emotional pain, a mental trauma, that we will always reset ourselves rightly, reset our attitude, reset, Lord, that even in the midst of being vulnerable, in the midst of experiencing pain, in the midst of feeling, experiencing trauma, that our trust is in You, that we will look to You. We will search our hearts and look to You as the author and the strength of our faith. And so, Lord, we just thank You for this time. We thank You that You are strengthening Your people, strengthening our capacity to be strong in the Lord and the power of Your might, strengthening our capacity to trust in You, that in spite of the trauma, in spite of all the things, all the attacks that come externally, the attacks that come and to impact how our thoughts, our thinking, where our, sometimes our thinking go awry, where we begin to start thinking negatively, thinking evil thoughts, bitter thoughts, resentful thoughts, frustrating thoughts, that Lord, You will allow us to reset and think upon the things that are good. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are righteous, whatsoever things are a good report, whatsoever things, Lord, are virtuous, that we are think on these things. Lord, that even in our pain, in our crying, in our weeping, in the anguish of our hearts, that no one knows whether it's loss, Lord, from people passing away, whether it's loss even from physical sickness, whether it's loss financially, job, children, whatever the issue, Lord, Lord, that You see us in our pain. You see us in our vulnerability. You see us in every area of our mind and heart where the enemy has tried to come in to steal, kill, and destroy. Lord, we look to You as the author of our faith, the strength of our faith, that You, Lord God, are fortifying us this morning. You're fortifying our hearts, fortifying our mind, fortifying our emotions, our thoughts, that, Lord, what we think is right, and that when our thinking is right and reset in Your word, that our heart posture, our attitude, that our attitude is one, Lord, that lines up with Your character, lines up with Your way, lines up with Your conduct, Lord, that even in Ephesians, when it talks about, Lord, the fact that we should be imitators of You, imitators of Your righteousness, imitators of Your love, imitators, Lord God, of forgiveness, imitators, Lord God, that we would imitate You in everything that we do, not based on what we feel or how we perceive a situation or how we perceive things should go, but our confidence, our trust is in You. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that we would be like David in this scripture, Lord God, that we always strengthened ourselves in You. We always look to You as our source. We always look to You, Lord, as the author and the finisher of our faith, that regardless of the pain, that, Lord, You would build in us even this morning the capacity to be resilient, the capacity to cope, the capacity to manage and navigate life's difficulties, the challenges that come, whether things it be that we can't control or things, Lord, that we have done that have caused consequences and ramifications, Lord, to come into our life. Help us, Lord, to skillfully navigate, and that even as David sought You and he pursued after You, prayed, called on the Lord in his situation, Lord, that you gave him instruction. Help us, Lord, that as we build capacity to be resilient, the capacity to cope and to manage life's difficulties and challenges, that we, Lord God, will seek your face. And in seeking your face, we will always ask wisdom. Lord, your word says, any man who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and that you give to all liberally. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, for wisdom. The wisdom to navigate these situations, the wisdom, Lord God, of what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, Lord, dealing with people, dealing in circumstances, dealing, Lord, with every situation that we might be experiencing this day. Lord, we ask you for your divine wisdom. The wisdom, the understanding, Lord God, of how to conduct ourselves, how to walk, how to live, how, Lord, to trust you, Lord, in the things that we might be experiencing. And Father, we pray right now that even in being in your presence and seeking your face and calling on your name and seeking, oh Lord, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding for the situation, that we can't do it on our own. We're not fully capable, but Lord, we are capable in you, that you give us grace, you give us strength, you give us, Lord, healing for the journey. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord, for those who might be experiencing great pain, great trauma, Lord, that even in this Holy Week leading up to Easter, Lord, that you come to give life and that life more abundantly. So I pray, Lord, that you right now by your Spirit would allow the healing virtue to flow, Lord, specifically in emotions, specifically, Lord, in the emotions, that you're healing hearts, you're healing, Lord, in the soul. Lord, that we seek you for physical healing, but pray, Lord, we pray, Lord, now even for healing of the soul, the healing of our mind, the trauma, the memories, Lord, the echoes from our past, the trauma, the echoes from the hurt, that when certain smells come or certain things happen that we see, it triggers. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, for the cancellation of every trigger, every echo, every memory that would draw us back into places of negative thoughts and negative attitude. And so, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would just reset your people, reset your people, reset their thoughts, reset their hearts, reset their vulnerabilities, that it's founded, it's based in you, Lord, trusting in you, believing in you, calling on you, Lord God, that even when Saul kept going after David, kept pursuing after him, and David had to constantly be on the run, constantly dodging Saul, Lord God, your word says that God, that you did not deliver David into Saul's hand. So we pray, Lord, that even as the enemy might be pursuing after us and we're running and we're dodging and we're seeking you and we're calling on your name and we're calling, Lord, praising, worshiping, doing everything that we know to do, Father, we pray that you would protect your people this morning and that you would not deliver them into the hand of the enemy, that as we stand, as we recover, as we reset, as we seek your face, as we call on your name, Lord God, that you are protecting us, that there's a hedge of protection around your people. There's a hedge of protection around our hearts. There's a hedge of protection around our emotions, that we will not, Lord God, our personalities will not split into disorders. Our personalities will not split, Lord God, even into mental illness, mental sickness, Father, but you are keeping us. You're keeping our minds whole. You're keeping our thoughts, our emotions whole in you, that you, Lord, are calling for whole wellness in your people this day, in the emotions, in our mind, Lord, and in our will, that as our emotions and our will align with you, that, Lord, it allows us to align in our behavior and our conduct in you, that our conduct aligns with your word, our conduct aligns with your character, Lord. We just thank you for these things in the name of Jesus, that we are able to withstand tests, we're able to withstand hardships, that you are increasing our capacity to stand, that we will not fall into despair, we will not fall into depression, Lord God, mental depression, Lord, where it becomes a medical issue, medical depression, medical setbacks, all these things that the enemy is trying to attack your people, Lord, even in the body of Christ with suicide and mental illness. Father, we thank you right now for wholeness, that you are allowing us to be whole in you, whole in our thinking, whole in how we process, whole in how we see and perceive the challenges and the difficulties that we experience, that you are allowing us to be whole with wisdom, whole with knowledge, whole, Lord, with understanding, whole to navigate, to have prudent solutions when we seek your face, wise solutions when we call on your name, that even though the answer may not be immediately apparent, that you're allowing us to cope. You're allowing us, Lord God, to be resilient, to manage stress, to put our focus on you, looking to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, and trusting in you as the one who, Lord, allows us to be well, well mentally, well emotionally, well, Lord, not just physically, but well in our heart. That even as the songwriter says, it is well, it is well, it is well, it is well in our soul. And Lord, I just speak that word even today for every listener. It is well in Jesus' name. Amen.